DI Plus is recorded at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday evenings in front of a live chat room audience on Pride48.com. I was coughing. I was clearing my throat. I was, but excellent. Excellent. I'm very glad that you...
Stop it.
I'm very glad that
Daniel!
You, yes?
Let's choke this chicken.
From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Daniel's Birthday. You know, you only have 24 more shopping days until my birthday. So make sure you check me out over on Amazon and, you know, pick up a 5, 10, 15, 25. Doesn't matter. You know, any denomination gift certificate would be absolutely fine. And don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DI Plus for a rainforest ties discount. I got nothing. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined by the Amazon gift card free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Daniel. Can I just say happy birthday early in case I forget?
You know, you will be here days after my birthday, so you can just bring your Amazon
gift card.
Yeah, you can bring me the Amazon gift card in. All right.
No, I've got the perfect solution.
What?
I believe, now I may be wrong, yes, but I believe I saw this on Mark's.
Okay.
Mark was doing his taxes the other day.
Yes.
And did I tell you guys that I have to pay $1,000?
Oh my God.
First time ever I have had to pay taxes.
You know, here you are, you may be well over $100,000 a year. You own three different vehicles and you're complaining about the $1,000 that you have to pay in taxes.
I had to, it's the first time ever. Anyway, so he was doing his taxes and I believe
Hold on. I don't want to let this lie. You had to pay an additional $1,000 on top of what they withheld.
Correct.
All right. I just didn't want people to come away because my tax bill is clearly much more than $1,000. I just didn't want I just didn't want people to think that you were saying that you only paid $1,000 in taxes, which is not true. You paid $1,000 on top of the withholding that they did all year long.
Correct. It's my fault. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Okay. So he was doing his taxes and he gets to the end, and you know how Amazon, like, if you, like, for instance, if you sell your used gadget on Gazelle,
yes,
and you choose to get an Amazon gift card,
yeah, you get 5%
more, five extra percent.
Yes, yes.
Well, I believe that on TurboTax, if you do your taxes on TurboTax, and you, I believe they have an option now to get your refund as an Amazon gift card.
Oh, really?
And get an extra 5% or whatever it was. Now, I could be completely out of turn, but I believe that is what I saw on his screen.
Really?
I'm sure somebody's going to call me out on that, and it's completely
wrong. If only there were some internet system of computers whereby we could ask this particular question. Okay, Kathy Bacon, does TurboTax offer Amazon gift cards? Let's see. The TurboTax Refund Bonus Program offers customers an Amazon gift card. Yes, for electronically filed funds. And you do.
Okay,
you get a 5% bonus.
So it's the same thing as Gazelle. So what I was going to say is, okay, great. I'm correct.
Wait, let me just say this. You get a 5% bonus if you choose the Amazon gift cards and you're using the federal free edition of TurboTax. If you're using the deluxe or premier or the home and business version of TurboTax, in other words, if you paid to use TurboTax, you get a 10% bonus if you choose Amazon.
So does that mean if I opt to do an Amazon that I'll have to pay 5% less?
I don't think so, no.
Back? Well, anyway, what people can do, this is what you should really be, you know, what you should be campaigning for or whatever, or marketing to the good folks. They're all doing their taxes right now. When they get their refund, they should do it on TurboTax. And then, so really, TurboTax should be our sponsor. And then you say opt for the Amazon gift card, and you'll get 5% more.
Yes.
And then you can go to Amazon and turn that gift card into multiple, because you can buy gift cards with a gift card.
And
I
then
believe.
And
then you can give you one.
All right. What I wanted to say.
That 5% even.
What I wanted to say is I really do have a request for the podcasting audience out there. By the way, it's 10:14 on a Tuesday evening, and that can, of course, only mean one thing, is that we're streaming live on Pride48.com. And I would like to say a big howdy-ho to the chat room. Let's see who we have here this evening. Adam, who do we have in the chat room this evening?
We have Dante, who poured me a Coke. We have Auntie Vera Charles, Cosmic Popsicle, Daddy Dave, Good Humor Penguin, who just went idle, Kathy Bacon, Pleased to Meet You, Chris, I believe,
Christian.
RT Cruiser, Tom from Chicago, Brian, that blue jeans guy, Mib, something or other,
right?
Who just changed his name to one of those that I can't see.
Cronehaven,
maybe?
Yes, it was Cronehaven.
And Q Sledge.
Excellent. Well, there you go. A couple of people that don't normally join us here this evening, Auntie Vera Charles and Tom from Chicago. Apparently, I don't know if they're
Auntie
on a cruise.
Vera, is Conscience with you?
Maybe they're on a cruise right now, because, you know, Tom and Vera only speak to each other on cruise ships. Maybe they're on a cruise ship right now. That must be what it is.
They don't have good internet on cruise ships. There's no way that they could be joining us live from a cruise ship.
Hmm. You know, it could be in port or something like that. You never know. Oh, I was very plosive on my P's there. So what I wanted to say was I do have a request for the podcasting community out there. For those of you who listen to this show and in any way, shape, or form over the past, let's say, 5 or 6 years have derived any kind of entertainment from this show and would like to give a small, you know, give back or whatever to those who, you know, maybe have occasionally made you smile, whatever. I need Robert to get a job. So if you know of any job in the area, that would be a perfect birthday present. If you know,
we're starting a Patreon.
If you know anything that he could do in the Connecticut area or just work from home, you know, he has a lot of experience in insurance, you know, underwriting and whatnot. And he realizes he's going to be shifting, you know, into a different career path or whatever. So it doesn't have to be in insurance, you know, the underwriting area. He has experience in management. He has experience in whatever. He has a degree. He has a business degree. So there you go. If you know of anything, please let me know. That's all I'm saying.
So Christian says he could be a pole dancer.
No, anything within reason, I guess.
Well, come on now, Dad. I mean, you're limiting it a lot when you say within reason.
Well, yeah. This isn't a joke. I mean, we do need for him to get a job because
Didn't he used to be a drag queen?
He did. He used to be.
He could do hair and makeup.
No, he won't. He won't do that.
He could sell Avon. Mary Kay.
I suppose he could possibly do that. Anyway, I'm just saying, if anybody out there knows of anything, that's fine. You can let me know. There you go. I didn't mean to bring this thing down. You know, so let's just go down the list here. I wanted to talk.
If you send in your contributions now, ladies and gentlemen, we will pray over the envelope.
Right.
You can send your prayer request.
Prayer cloth.
Your prayer cloth along with your donation tonight. Mm-hmm. On this very special episode, DI Plus, and I will lay my hands right on the screen, and we will, whatever. I'm done.
Lord, we pray to the porno gods on this here cloth.
What's that stain on it?
Yea, verily, that we make it into some kind of a G-string type apparatus that we will put upon our private parts.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow.
Glory, glory,
of
glory.
Some gaping holes.
Glory, shake it in your honor. Amen. All right. yeah, so as I have mentioned before, we moved this past week. I figured it out while I was moving because I was listening to our show, you know, on my earbuds while we were doing things, amongst other things. I am now completely caught up on everything, all of the
shows.
And
yet it's still the same white walls that I saw last time.
No, he rewrote the thing. Anyway, so he repainted the walls from before. Now we're in a different place. I'm actually in the loft in this new place. So Robert is actually downstairs watching TV with headphones on so that you can't, because it's an open loft. And anyway, it doesn't matter. What I wanted to say is that we moved and, you know, halfway through the moving, I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ, it's just so fucking annoying to move. It is. It just, and it hurts. And it's just every single time. But the stupid thing is that we moved into a much smaller place. And it was only after we moved in here that we decided to make the pile of things that we could get rid of. So little tip there, a little pro tip. If you're moving to a smaller place, you should probably get rid of the things before you lug them down the fucking hall.
Yeah, I was going to say, I saw a photo today on, I don't know, Google Plus or something, like a pile of clothes or something.
Oh, it was an enormous pile of clothes.
You know, there's another job for Robert, a mover.
He could be a mover. Right. He could be a mover. And the nice
truck,
thing,
he could be one man in a truck.
Right. So the nice thing, no, and so the chat room is asking questions. One of the questions that Kathy Bacon is asking, I cannot answer because this is a family show. Number two, Kathy is asking about the cats. The funny thing about the cats is that the cats they hate moving. I figured it out while I was moving because I had, you know, lots of time to contemplate these questions as I was walking down the hall, just back and forth and down the hall, carrying things. And I was, one of the things I figured out is that within the 10 years that Robert and I have been together, this is our 8th move. We have moved 8 times within the 10 years that we've been together. And the cats, of course, are old pros to this shit. And they hate it. They just can't sit. So they, as we start moving things out of the other apartment, they like slowly start hiding between things until there's nothing left. And then they still try to hide. They like throw themselves up against the wall and stuff. Like, ah, you can't see me. And so you put them in the cage, take them down the hall. And of course, they the entire way down the hall. Meow. And then you get to the new place and you walk in the door, you put them down. And then like, oh, well, that wasn't that bad. So I was just,
they're like, the same white walls that we left.
I didn't even have time to shit in the cage. What the hell is this? Usually this is the point that I shit in the cage they didn't even have time to do that. So,
yeah,
but
so
we survived. We survived.
The fact that
everything has gotten hooked back up here. Everything has made the long and arduous journey down the hallway. I read this morning that Radio Shack was closing like 1,000 of their stores nationwide. And it's kind of sad because Radio.
Have 1,000 stores open.
But here's the thing: there's a lot of things. There's things at Radio Shack that you can only get at Radio Shack. Like all of these different adapters that I use for the mixers and stuff, you can only really get at Radio Shack. Walmart doesn't carry the adapters and whatnot. And usually it's last minute that I need to get them, so I can't order them online and whatnot.
Right.
So Radio Shack is just kind of like one of those go-to places to get these things. I can tell you why they're closing 1,000 stores, and it's because every Radio Shack I've ever walked into, including the one that I walked in this evening right after work in order to get 2 patch cords that I needed to set things back up. Every employee of Radio Shack has a fucking attitude. Just, they are the rudest, most annoying employees in the history of the world. It's like, you go, you're looking at the wall of adapters. So it's clear what you're looking for is an adapter. I'm gonna help you with that. It's like, yeah, when I'm just, you know what? I'm fine. I need a quarter inch mono to an RCA, from a mixer. You go, why would you want that? Would you need it? It's like, I have a mix. It's like, then they start trying to tell you that you need something else when you know exactly what it is you want. And then they get,
oh, I'm surprised. Usually the ones I go to, they don't know anything about any of it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're like suggesting all these other, well, here, you could use this one over here. And it's just like, I know that won't work. That's a mono 1/8 inch and it's coming out of a stereo sound card. So no, that wouldn't work. And it just, and then they get all pissy because they, well, we got for $1 more, you can get a replacement guarantee on these. It's like, no.
A warranty on an adapter.
Right. And I'm just like, no, I don't want that. And they're like, oh.
It's a 95. It's a like a what? What are the adapters? Like $1 or like, I don't know.
$6.
Yeah. Oh, $6. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. So no wonder. So good riddance.
Did it have a gold tip?
good. The one that I bought today did have a gold tip. So good riddance to Radio Shack. That's what I want to say. Good riddance.
Didn't they come up with a new name or something?
What? Radio Shack? Oh, yeah. They were trying to call themselves just The Shack.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay. The Shack. Let's get this. Hello?
Yeah, Auntie Cruiser, just a quick call before you start. We're Bill Harrison, Canadian Hall of Fame curler, world champion. Daniel must know him, seeing as he's now going to be the world champion curler himself. Dead. Not Daniel, Neil Harrison.
The curler. Oh. Right, yes. I thought he was saying Neil Patrick Harris, but he was saying Neil Harrison, the curler.
Yes. I'm so sad that guy died. You know, he was my favorite curler of all time. I mean, of every other, and there are so many curlers that I love.
Now, was he the skip or was he just, Was he a sweeper?
He played it all, Daniel. He was so good. They could have just put him out on the field, and he could have just the rink.
Yeah.
Or whatever you call it, you know, he could have just done the broom. He could have swept.
He could have been a sweeper. Yeah,
the baller thrower thingamabob, and he could do it all.
He could do it all, huh?
All from the field.
All right, fine. Yeah, fine then. All right, yeah, absolutely. Then Neil Patrick Harrison. Well, we don't know the Patrick's middle name, but it sounds better that way. Neil Patrick Harrison, world famous curler and television star. I can't see.
You know, now that we've given him one curler,
every curler that dies. And we've already established that, you know, you can curl well into your 80s and 90s. So
now RT will be getting a book of world famous curlers and putting the old ones on his, like, on some list, you know.
Right. All right. Excellent. So what I wanted to ask you, are you caught up on It's All About Me?
I am caught up. You know, this was my topic in the Trello, actually.
Oh, well, then please, by all means.
But yeah, I am caught up, and I had a few things. First of all, I want to thank them so much for the Chick-fil-A recipe.
So you now have a recipe.
Well, I do, but the whole point of going to a fast food establishment is fast food.
Right.
It is not having to cook it. Of course, I could cook it at home, but... And they did. They posted that on Google Plus or Facebook or somewhere, too. But the problem, and it sounds like a good recipe. There are a couple of things. First of all, it is not the Chick-fil-A sandwich that I love.
Yes.
It is the chicken minis.
But isn't this basically the same? So tell me just in a brief period. I know this is going to be difficult for you. Briefly.
Are they moist?
No, just briefly tell me what is it? For the Chick-fil-A, it's just breading, right? It's just got to be a recipe just for breading because all it is chicken breaded and then deep fried.
It's a chicken nugget, but it's much better than any.
No. The recipe that they gave you, the recipe that All About Me gave you. I mean,
yeah, it's for a sandwich, though.
All right, but I don't care. What I'm saying is, the heart of the breading is going to be the same regardless of whether it's
apparently
made.
The heart of it is that you marinate them in pickle juice. Which I didn't think about that, but that is good. You know, I'm going to try that sometime when I'm making any kind of Chick-fil-A. Right, exactly. Pleased to meet you, Christian. I called you Chris earlier. Sorry, I don't know. I know your name. But anyway, exactly. I need the fillers and the chemicals from the fat. Obviously. I mean, sometimes I like a good McDonald's hamburger. You know, there's not a lick of beef in that. You could not recreate that at home. They do it in test tubes.
Now, that is not true. That's not true. McDonald's, a proud sponsor of this program, McDonald's uses 100% USDA grade beef. So I'm just saying that McDonald's actually really does
Which
use...
Which grade is it?
I'm going to tell you this. You know that I am a paleo person, right? You know that I like actually like... You know,
yes, I
and
you,
I'm trying
you
to tell
quite
you,
quite prehistoric.
I'm trying to tell you, a quarter pounder, actually a double quarter pounder at McDonald's, throw away the buns. That is 100% USDA prime beef. That is actually beef. That is good. It's like
I don't love McDonald's, but one thing I want to say, since we didn't have a whole lot on our list anyway, is occasionally my stomach, as I get older, gets upset easier, and so occasionally when I'm hungry, but my stomach's feeling a little bit uneasy or whatever, I can eat a McDonald's cheeseburger and it's bland enough that it, you know, it doesn't upset my stomach and it still tastes good.
I like that there was a friend of mine in Tampa a long time ago that had a dinner party where he actually made hamburgers, but he shoved them inside the little McDonald's paper hamburger things there.
the wax paper.
Right, so they look like they were from McDonald's. But he's like, honestly, if you went to someone's house and they served you McDonald's burgers, right? Like if they served you that small of a burger on that like smushed of a bun or whatever, you would, this is shit, what the fuck?
Well, that's the other thing. You can eat like seven of them and it's like one anywhere else. So you feel like you're getting all this food. Anyway, back to Chick-fil-A. So they gave me a recipe. Yes, you marinate it in pickle juice, and then there's some kind of breading, and I'll try it. There are two problems with that. One, I need the little chicken mini bun, which is a yeast roll. So I would also have to make a yeast roll, or at least buy yeast rolls. And you'd have to get the kind that you cook, not like in a like pre-cooked package, because it wouldn't taste the same. So the second thing of that would be, it would probably taste good, but it would take an hour and a half or something to cook all of that.
Right, so now I'm looking here in the chat room, and I'm telling you that Daddy Dave and Romo both went to Chick-fil-A. So you are no longer the only gay man to have gone to Chick-fil-A and eaten there. While in Atlanta this past weekend, Daddy Dave went to Chick-fil-A and Romo took him.
Okay. Anyway, I don't care. I'm not going to boycott anything. I don't care. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So, Sydney is fine. They ask how Sydney was doing on their last little, wait, their latest little show.
Who is this?
Mark and Ed.
Oh, it's all about me. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. That's what we're talking
okay.
about.
Okay. I was lost as where we were. So we're talking about It's All About Me.
And she's not eating as much of her poo anymore. We're slowly weaning her off of that. We got some anti-poo tablet thing. Not tablets, like little chewable things.
And
they're like treats, and you give them to them, and it's supposed to make their poo unappealing to them.
That's because their poo is not already unappealing. I got nothing.
You know, my vet made an interesting comment when she had to go to the vet to get a rabies shot this last weekend, and the vet made an interesting, and I don't know if it was true. Maybe she pulled this out of her ass. I don't know. Same place her food comes from. But anyway, she said, you know, puppies, they don't digest as much. The food goes through them faster and doesn't fully digest like it does in humans. So it probably still smells like it did when they originally ate it. And so they just think it's, you know, hey, here's some food or whatever. But anyway, she's not doing that as much. She's running from me, which really pisses me off. And I chased her today because I was trying to get her. And when I caught her, I didn't hurt her. I didn't do anything. I just picked her up and she yelped like I mean, like I was pulling out her toenails or something. I mean, like, she just was
God,
like,
just
like
wait
I was
until wait until you have to actually pull out her toenails.
Abusing her.
Because don't you have anyway. To do that with dogs? Don't you have to, like, pull out the Dremel and, like, file down their nails and shit?
No, you have to cut their nails. That's all. I'm going to take her to Caesar Milan or whatever his name is. I'm going to buy, he has a DVD series on how to train your dog. I am going to be the leader of the pack.
Doesn't he do that? Doesn't he?
I don't know. I don't watch his show, but apparently he's good.
Right,
the
so,
other thing is, they yes. called the Trello.
The terrace.
A terrace. And I don't know how to spell terrace, and I'm sure that's wrong, but they called the Trello a terrace.
It was like suddenly it became a something that you would put in your backyard. Yeah, the,
right.
The terrace. Yeah, they put it on the terrace there. Right, what do they call those things? The terrace. That was the other thing I noticed on It's All About Me is they oftentimes will ask questions that they could easily Google the answers to, and yet just don't. But
too
yeah.
bad neither of them are in the chat room tonight.
I know,
so
they're not here
can't.
This evening. No, what I was going to say is, yeah, I noticed that too. It's not terrace. It is Trello. Trello is Trello.com. It's just a free web-based note system that you can create different. So we have different lists. I don't know how to explain it. So our show is broken.
Like it's cards.
Right. Well, it's lists of cards. So our show is broken up into segments, right? So we do different segments of our show. And so each segment has its own list. And then within that list, we can add cards or move cards around and whatnot. So that's, and you can attach things to them. And it's just, it's a way for us to keep things, like the celebrity death calls are attached to a card under the list of celebrity
no,
death.
No, those are live.
Right. But I'm saying, so that way I don't have to go find it or whatever. I can just open in the card and click on the attachment to play it or whatever. So it makes it easier. It's just a, I don't know, it's a group collaboration tool, but it's free and it works for what we do. So there you go.
They call it a project management tool, but I don't really think, I think it's perfect for podcasting and things of that nature. I don't know about project management, but...
Yeah, I wouldn't call it the perfect tool because we run into problems. Like, we're not really religious about clearing off all the list after each show. And so, and the mobile app version of it is really hard to clear things off of. So, like, because the idea of it originally is that when you're out there and you have an idea, something you want to talk about on the show, you can just make a little card with just a title, right? And you just throw it on there so you'll remember to talk about it during the show.
Right.
And then there's things that you can just leave on there. Like, so I have like some things that are over in our discussion topics that are evergreen topics that we could talk about, but we don't have to. And, you know, blah, blah, blah. But
and sometimes I probably archive them because I don't realize we didn't talk about them and
right.
they go away forever. But yeah, so yeah. it's just a way of keeping, of sharing notes and organizing them into segments, basically.
Right. So yeah, so it's not terrace.
It's
well, maybe we should make something called Terrace.
You know that commercial for Jello where they would be like J-E-L-L-O?
Yes.
They should come up with like a commercial for Trello. T-R-E-L-L-O. I had to put the T and the
Stop
R
it.
Together because. Right.
That was for Kathy Bacon. All right, let's see who's on the phone here.
Hello, dubious intent. Hello, celebrity death phone line. I'm just calling to let you know that Gail Gerber, an actress in many of the Elvis movies, has passed away. Gail Gerber, I mean, you know, I know you don't know who she is. I just wanted to get on your show and be the first person to call. I don't care if you...
Well, I'm sorry, what?
I know who she is, Scott.
Oh, you do? Oh, you do?
Just call
Gail Gerber, she...
Yes?
She's the heir to the Gerber baby fortune.
No, she's not. No.
Yes.
Gail Gerber is hell. I don't know who she is.
No,
yeah,
not.
So this is a Seder. Catch you later. Bye-bye. Oh, and I'm sorry.
You know... Thank you for calling, Seder. You know, few people know this, but Gail Gerber... Uh-huh. Came up with mushy carrots. It was her recipe.
So this is your idea of a joke, right? You think this is hilarious, don't you?
I do.
Just because her last name is Gerber, that she's like the Gerber fortune.
Correct. And her mushy carrots were also moist.
I'm sorry. If it had been the Gerber baby. If it had been the Gerber baby that died, I would see that, right? You could walk in to the, you know, a crowd of people and go, "Oh my God, the Gerber baby just died," and they would be heartbroken.
The Gerber baby is no longer a baby. In fact, is the Gerber baby really a baby? Did they just made that up? There was no Gerber. There was
let's not fall into that. It's all about me trap here. Okay, Kathy Bacon, who was the Gerber baby? Oh, apparently he's not listening to me. Who is the Gerber baby? It says no internet connection. That's sad. Who is the Gerber baby? Let's see. There actually is one now. Let's see. In 1928, Dorothy Hope Smith of Westport, Connecticut, an artist specializing in children's drawing, submitted an unfinished charcoal drawing that was closer to a simple sketch than a professional drawing. There you go. It was from Connecticut. So the original Gerber baby was from Westport, Connecticut. So there you go.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Westboro. I was going to be like, What is it, a Westboro Baptist baby?
Yes, it's a Westboro Baptist Church baby. So, yeah, and I see in the chat room there, I see that Vera Charles in the chat room thinks that I should explain the internet and Netflix again. You know, Vera, you know, you don't have to listen. Sorry. Apologize if I'm boring you. But anyway. So yeah, there you go. First Gerber baby. Now, if it had been the first Gerber baby that died, I think that would have been worth it. But I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Seder. Thank you so much for calling, though. We do appreciate your call. We appreciate each and every call that we get here on the show.
You whore.
No, you're not supposed to. That's not what you. Anyway, Adam, did you watch the Academy Awards on Sunday?
You know what? I did, because you know who hosted it?
Who?
My favorite daytime talk show host.
Oh my God,
time.
The Chew? People from the Chew?
Not the Chew. Ellen DeGeneres hosted.
She did.
And she was so cool. They tweeted, they got the most retweets. They got the most retweets ever. And for a selfie picture with I don't know, it was Ellen and that Lolita Nyong'o, I can't remember her name, and her brother. Who's not famous at all.
Lupita Nyong'o, yes.
Yeah, Lupita Nyong'o, right. Her
brother.
Her brother, right. Johnny Nyong'o, or whatever his name is. He looks like a Johnny. You know, he was in it, and like Meryl Streep, and Julia Roberts, and Jared Leto's eyeball was in it. And, I don't know.
Kevin Spacey was in it.
Yeah, I was going to say House of Cards guy.
Yeah, that's
anyway,
Kevin Spacey.
I got the most retweets. Mark and I attempted to see all of the movies. But we missed three. We saw everything except Dallas Buyers Club, Philomena, and Wolf of Wall Street.
So how do I find this? I think just by going to the Ellen show. Ellen.
What are you looking for?
I was going to find it so I could. Someone in the chat room wants to know what the count is up to at this point in time. I was going to go find
it. It was like today or yesterday when she did her live show. It was like 3 million something. Because yeah. Samsung, who sponsored the whole gimmick, apparently.
Yeah.
Gave the same number of dollars as retweets to Ellen to give to charity.
Right.
So as of Monday morning, it was like 3 million, but I don't know.
Yeah. I'm having a hard time finding the original picture because people have posted copies of the picture and I don't know.
They retweeted it.
Yeah. No, I don't know. What I'm saying is they've photoshopped copies or what, like TMZ has put a copy of that picture on their own site and then tweeted it out. So it's now diluted the entire thing. So I'm trying to find the original post of it, and I'm not finding that. Anyway, it doesn't matter. A whole lot, I guess, is what we're trying to say. But they did.
I just want to say,
yes,
that I thought Happy should have won for best song.
Oh, I disagree. That was the most
Pharrell.
That was the most god awful.
I love that song.
How I'm sorry.
Because I'm happy.
No.
Yes.
No. You know what? Adele Nazeem is the greatest singer of our generation. And she, you know, belted out Frozen, and that was amazing. So, you know, there's no way.
Her voice cracked at the end. Go back and listen to the note at the end. Her voice cracked bad on that note, but anyway.
You know what? And Mark from It's All About Me said the same thing, and I just wanted to, like, let you guys both know this. She is such a consummate professional. If you dig back through the news articles there and you Google for Adele Nazeem, right? Adele Nazeem, is that, what was her name? Adele Nazeem. Anyway, if you go there and you find her, she actually had a wicked cold. I mean, she like was sick. She was like Justin Timberlake when he canceled his concert sick, but she is such a professional that she went on.
Sing.
And the fact that she could actually like do that good of a performance being as sick as she was amazing. So there you go.
She's a very good singer. I have nothing against her. I think Happy is a catchier song.
Happy was like slit your wrist music.
I listened to it earlier today because I was like, oh, I want to be happy. Anyway, so, and then what else? Oh, Pink. Who would have known? Well, okay, maybe a lot of people knew this, but before I went to Pink's concert, I think I talked about it on the show, I didn't know she could really sing that well. I thought she was more of like a Britney Spears type, you know,
Have you never watched the Grammys in your life? She is an amazing live singer.
Pink is a fabulous singer. She did Somewhere Over the Rainbow because they did a tribute to Wizard of Oz. It was fantastic.
Yeah, no, Pink is amazing. My fear when I saw Pink out there, because you've obviously never seen Pink perform.
Well, I have. Mark and I went to a concert.
Right. So my fear was because they had her sit so far back on the stage and they were showing like scenes from the Wizard of Oz when she was first singing, I kept looking right at the beginning of the song. I kept looking to see if there were any wires on her because I was like, oh my God, they're going to like have a tornado come out and she's going to spin up into the air like and do that Arabelle.
Oh, that would have been so cool.
And it was
so
like,
cool,
oh, don't do that. And
that.
She didn't. So there you go.
I love that. Like she, I already talked about that before.
Hold on. I have to correct something in the chat room. Christian from Pleased to Meet You says that she then went on to Jimmy Fallon and did an even better version of Let It Go, which she did with the Roots. I just wanted to point out that was actually done the previous week when she wasn't sick. So that was actually recorded long before that show. Sorry.
But anyway, I was most impressed at her live concert, Pink, that is.
Yes.
Not the other
Pink
girl
was, Pink
who
was
I can't say her name.
I thought Bette Midler.
That she can sing while on wires.
Right.
That's amazing.
All right, back to the Oscars. I thought Bette Midler did an awesome job.
She did a valiant effort.
What do you mean a valiant effort?
It was good. I mean, she's done better, but it was good.
She's 120 years old, and she got up there.
You can tell she's a little bit older and was having a little bit of trouble with some of the higher notes and stuff like that. But, you know, and she was flapping her arm like she wanted to fly away towards the end of the song. But it was good.
So a couple of things that were controversial, and I just wanted to bring these up just so that we could bring them up. Jared Leto, who won his Academy Award for his portrayal of Rayon in Dallas Buyers Club. A transsexual character dealing with AIDS. A lot of people in the transsexual community were upset that he did not use the word transsexual at all. Like, didn't even like thank the transsexual community at all for his role in it. And a lot of people in the gay community and other communities got really, really pissed at the transsexuals for feeling like that he should have just mentioned that. Now, keep in mind that this comes off the heels of when he won the Golden Globe Award of actually making jokes about having to, you know, get a Brazilian wax and like, you know, all kind of like really stupid jokes about cross-dressing. Right. So this was definitely a step. His award speech here was definitely a step up from that speech. However, you know what? What I failed to understand is why people were so angry at the transsexuals for feeling like that he maybe should have thanked them, right? Or at least acknowledged them. Only because they weren't telling you what to do. They weren't saying, oh, don't go see this movie, or you should be disappointed with Jared Leto. They were basically saying that they felt personally, upset about Jared Leto, what he did. And you know what? That's their experience. And it really kind of annoys me sometimes that we get so hair trigger with, like, if somebody says, I feel X, right? You know what? Why do we get so mad that they feel that way? Like, it's not like that they're saying that we have to feel that way. It's, you can understand why somebody might feel the way they do without necessarily feeling that way yourself. That is perfectly valid. And this goes back to that whole, you know, us immediately attacking each other or whatnot. You know what? There are a lot of people that stood up for us to get gay marriage, right? For us to have, enjoy the fact of having a same-sex marriage. We've had a lot of allies over the years, right? Straight, gays, transsexuals, bisexuals. We have all kinds of allies. Now that we've gotten our, you know, equality in this particular area or whatnot, why are we so quick to turn our backs on everyone else? It's like, you know what? I think it's perfectly valid for a transsexual woman to feel slighted by Jared Leto. And that's perfectly valid for them to feel that. And I think to belittle them or to like get angry with them for their own feelings, I think is wrong on our part. And I just wanted to bring that up.
It's valid. Excuse me. It's valid. I didn't know that. I actually did not know that that was happening.
I didn't either afterwards. And it's only because I have a friend that is a trans woman or a recently trans woman that expressed that opinion on Twitter that I was, I didn't even realize that. And I can understand why you would feel that way. Now, I personally was very moved by his speech. I actually cried at his speech. I thought it was very moving.
At the same time, though, and they, yes, whoever has those feelings, they have a right to feel that way. But I also want to say, but, you know, it's not like he planned, I'm going to slight the transsexual community or something. You know, it wasn't some plot that he had to leave them out. It was just, you know, I mean, I don't know.
So if let's say. let me think of someone. So if Robin Williams, when he did The Birdcage, right, and played a flamboyant gay man, if he had won an Academy Award for that and made no mention whatsoever of the gay community, or like, you know, just didn't, he thanked like everyone else. Like, I'd like to thank the lesbian community. I'd like to thank the transsexual community, whatever. It's like Jared Leto has a, you know, time and time again, he like makes vague references to those who want to be what they are without, you know, explicitly talking about the trans community, and it's a community that already feels invisible, right? They already feel like the gay and lesbian community don't want them, the straight community don't want them. They already feel, you know, marginalized. And someone who has done that much research and playing that part should maybe be aware of that, is all. Again, I was very moved by his speech. I'm just saying that I think that these people have a right to their own feelings and that we should not belittle them for them. That's all I'm saying.
Well, at least he didn't thank Chick-fil-A or something for sponsoring the movie.
Right. Now, the thing that I did get upset about.
What did you get upset about, Daniel?
Were the people that and this is a very fine line, so please don't overparse what I'm saying here. There were people that said of Lupita Nyong'o, right? They were like going like, oh, she's, oh, it's amazing that she is so articulate. And that is so amazing. I'm just so, it's just so moved by how articulate she is.
She
has a master's from Yale. She speaks four languages. It's like, of course she's, it's like, really? That's your whole thing? You do not see the racism in that? Like, you just see a black person? It's like back when Barack Obama, where, you know, people were like, oh, he's such an articulate black man. He's such an articulate. It's like, he went to Harvard. He's a Harvard lawyer. Of course he's articulate. It's like, that's what he was schooled for. It's just, that to me really upset me that people were just like surprised that an African-American woman could be, you know, articulate. One funny thing that I did that did happen was the when 12 Years a Slave won Best Picture, Rolling Stone immediately you know, established that this is the first time that an African-American film has won, you know, the Best Picture in you know, the history of the Academy Awards or whatever. And other people had to point out to them that he was British. It's like, he's not African-American because he's not American. He's British.
African-British? What do they call
him? They call him black. So there you go.
Okay. Okay. Well, there you go. You know, the horrible tragedy of this whole Oscar event is Mark and I purposely, by the way, go see Nebraska or rent Nebraska. It was so funny. June Squibb cracked me up. If you have any parents or relatives that are getting older, anyway, it's just, I loved it. But anyway, the tragedy was we went to all these links. We watched like five movies over the course of 2 days, and we did all that so that we could watch the Best Picture.
Right.
Well, that's at the end. We recorded it. We DVR'd it. so we could skip through the commercials.
Yep.
And they went over.
Yes.
Our DVR lost like the last 15 minutes.
You know, and
so we had to.
Why do they do that every year? They go over every single year. And all they have to do is just take out all those stupid segments that no one cares about. We don't need a montage of the greatest, like cartoon heroes or whatever. Like we could see that on YouTube. We don't need you to.
You know, I say next year,
yes,
what they do. You know how they have that in memory of or whatever?
Yes.
Next year, they just change that to the celebrity death phone segment of the Oscars. And have R.T. Cruiser call in. I mean, we could just give them all of our back catalog of calls.
We could.
And they would have the entire In Memoriam or whatever covered.
Right. And someone in the chat room, Auntie Vera Charles, I won't mention names, but it's Auntie Vera Charles, is pointing out that it's Leto, not Leto. No, it I'm sorry, Leto. Auntie Vera. It's Catalano. Everyone knows that. It's Catalano.
You know, and the last time I knew anything about Jared Leto was when he was on My So-Called Life.
Right. Jordan Catalano. That's what I'm saying. Jordan Catalano. That's what I was just talking about. Anyway, I just wanted to play this because we're running over here and we need to get moving. But I wanted to play this. This is just a small snippet of the speech by Lupita Nyong'o. It's very, very articulate and moving. I just want you to hear this real quick.
And
how dare you?
Yeah, racist.
You goated.
The news.
Oh, shit. Is it already time for the news?
Yes.
Okay. Santa Fe, New Mexico. A former New Mexico shoe salesman was handed a 5.5-year prison sentence after he admitted he attacked his ex-girlfriend and bit off parts of her toes.
Wait, he bit off parts of her toes?
That's what it says.
Excellent.
Daniel Anaya.
Yes.
Pleaded guilty to 2 counts of aggravated battery against a household member, 2 counts of false imprisonment, and 1 count of assault against a household member in order to avoid serving a maximum sentence of 7.5 years in prison. At least it wasn't 12 years in prison. the 28-year-old.
Wait. Shit. There's nothing that rhymes with slave that has to do with podiatry. Never mind. Go ahead. Move along.
The 28-year-old, who is said to have a foot fetish, agreed to the deal because of 2 incidents that took place in 2012 and 2013. During the first incident, Anaya allegedly threatened the victim with a box cutter, sucked her toes, and then bit off a large piece of her toenail. During the second encounter, Anaya held the victim down while he bit off the tip of her left big toe and, quote, a portion of the bone. Prosecutor Susan Stinson told the court that the victim believes he ingested both items.
Okay.
You know, I hear when
animals. I don't see why you even thought this was funny.
I don't know. It's strange. It doesn't always have to be funny. It's strange. I was going to say, you know, they say animals eat their own poo because they need some kind of nutrition. I mean, maybe there's something in toenails that he needed. Anyway. I can appreciate that she is scared of you, Judge Mary Marlowe Summer said.
Are we still on the same story?
Yeah.
No. Move. Next story.
You're not. You could at least make the noise or whatever.
What noise?
The noise.
We haven't done that in years.
I know.
My God, are you coming down with Alzheimer's or something?
No. We're constantly hearing about people being allergic to things like peanuts and shellfish. By the way, this is not a funny story either.
Oh, excellent.
But how often do we learn that someone is allergic to cold temperature?
I live in Connecticut. I'm aware. I'm pretty sure all of my coworkers are allergic to cold weather.
Nope, we're not making that up. HLN says it's a real allergy. People who have this apparently get itchy hives when they're in the cold and even swell up just drinking something cold.
Wait. Like is HLN coffee. Like the Home Lounging Network? What is it? Which is HLN?
Home Living, maybe? If you've never seen the HLN Network, first of all, Meredith What's-Her-Name has a show on there.
Meredith What's-Her-Name. I love Meredith What's-Her-Name. She is like my favorite What's-Her-Name.
No, it's not Meredith. It's the other one. The other one from The View. Joey, Judy Behar or
Joy Behar?
Yeah.
Yes.
She has a show on that. Anyway, but it's played at the airport. Go to any airport and they have HLN playing at like all the little TVs in the airport.
Right.
Anyway, the allergy is known as cold urticaria. And the Mayo Clinic says
urticaria, maybe?
I don't know. U-R-T-I-C-A-R-I-A.
Oh,
and
urticaria.
The Mayo Clinic,
yes.
Urticaria. And the Mayo Clinic says people with the condition can experience hives, swelling of the limbs, and even have their throats close up when their skin is exposed to temperatures lower than 40 degrees.
Oh my God. I was just marveling at the fact last week when we had one day that like went above 40 and I walked outside, I was like, oh fuck, I'm wearing my heavy coat today. I shouldn't be. It's like, that's actually quite warm up here. I don't know.
And last but not least, anyway, I just want to say that because I read a story or I heard a story like last week that said that people do not, it is not true that cold makes you get sick.
No,
but here
no.
is a story that some people really do get sicker because of cold.
Catching a cold is a function of catching a virus. Like a cold is caused by a virus, not by temperature, is the point of it. Yes.
I still think it does something to your immune system, though. Because your mom always told you, don't go out in the cold without your coat on, all that. You'll catch a cold.
It's nothing to...
Anyway.
Yes, if you were to get too cold and your body was expending energy in order to warm you up instead of fighting off, like, you know, a virus or whatever, then yes, it could cause you to get sicker faster. But most of it is just anecdotal. Most of it is just... that time of year, whereas rainy and cold happens to be also the time that viruses are you know, the cold season that are going around because viruses are floating around in the air. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Go ahead. I don't want to explain
fever,
the internet.
Starve
again.
A cold or starve a fever. Anyway, it was a close call for one homeowner along Evans Street in Rockville, Maryland, trying to clear the ice off his front steps. It was only a small fire on the outside of the house. Said Assistant Chief Scott Goldstein of Montgomery County Fire and Rescue. The homeowner appeared to be using some type of torch device to melt ice near his
torch,
front
right.
porch.
Yes, yes.
He lit the siding on fire with a little bit of extension into the house. There were no injuries reported and just minor damage to the home, but officials say this was clearly a dangerous method.
But luckily,
it was
did
a
the
small
ice melt?
Fire. I'm assuming.
Did the ice melt? That's what we want to know.
Well, you know, they don't say, but I will say this. We got snow again this last weekend.
Yes.
Like 3 or 4 inches. I mean, enough that I couldn't go to work.
Oh, my God. 3 or 4 inches. Oh, I can't go to work.
My car won't drive on water.
My car. Okay. Which one of your three cars will not drive on the 3 or 4
Z3
inch?
My Z3 will not drive on anything. You spill a cup of water in front of it. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yes.
They don't clean the roads around here. But I had to, we shoveled the driveway last night, and it was a mixture of freezing rain, sleet, and snow. Hardest thing I have ever shoveled off of anything in my life. It took hours to get that stuff off. It was horrible. I could have used a blow. If I had known, I could go get a blowtorch. Maybe my Kimberly torch.
This is so weird. The death phone is ringing during the news segment. That's really, really odd there. Hello.
Hey there. This is Turnip Head calling for the Celebrity Death Line. Jim Len, host of the Dating Game, is dead.
I thought the Dating Game was, what's his name? Chuck Woolery or something.
That was the Newlywed Game.
Oh, so the Dating Game was Jim Len?
I didn't look it up, but we got like 6 calls. I'm assuming somebody's right.
Right, there you go. So, congratulations, Turnip.
It looks more like Lange.
Yeah,
Maybe
it's Lang. But it's Lang. There you go. Did you write that down? Did you get that?
That's why it's so quiet right now.
Oh, that's why it's so quiet right now. Oh, well, you know what? Yeah. While you do that, while you take care of all of those things, while you take care of your little house, you know, you should let me know that you're taking care of it. You know, we do have a sponsor here on the show that we need to play a commercial from. And I am, for some reason, not finding the commercial.
We'll be right back, ladies
and gentlemen.
Wait, no.
I got to find the goddamn thing first. And I might have had a cocktail. Where is it? I played it last.
Well, I'll tell you what. This isn't the Oscars or Good Morning America, ladies and gentlemen, because
we'd
have those.
That's not it. That's a picture of my penis. No, here it is. All right. Here we go. All right. So here's a word from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Nowhere TJ, and I'm proud to be a Squarestown resident. Squarestown is a loving and welcoming town. Whether you are looking for the answer to a puzzling question through an interconnected system of tubes and wires, trying desperately to be the first to inform the world of a celebrity death, or just fucking a melon for fun and profit, you belong here. I'd like to invite the listeners of that bastion of podcasting excellence, Dubious Intent Plus, to join Daniel Brewer and Adam Burns in becoming squares by calling 505-926-1584 and saying, "Square me, bitch." And with your residency established, you can then vote for me, Nowhere TJ, for mayor of Squarestown, so we can break ground on the new Mesosphere Sky Jump ride and we can all leap into a new and exciting day of controlled free falls. Squarestown. There's nothing dubious about us. Paid for by the committee.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Tora?
It's a birthday fiesta!
Yay!
So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
It is time for the birthdays.
All right.
Hey, are you going to vote for Nicole Therese for mayor?
Nicole?
Yeah, the incomparable Nicole Therese. I believe that's the proper pronunciation of Nowhere TJ, is according to John.
Oh, I didn't know that was her name.
I was just saying, you know, for the birthdays this week, I thought it would be fun if we just did the John Travolta birthdays this week. So I will be answering the name of the birthday person in John Travolta-ese.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sorry. I'm just, I don't speak that. So okay. I may be a little confused.
Sorry. Right. Sorry. Right. Yes.
Here's the first one.
Okay.
Oh, I got to unmute my laptop.
Yes.
Hold on.
Yeah, it's Fred Thompson.
There is a tab playing something that I don't want to be playing something. Okay, let me try that again. Sorry, everyone.
We have a correction from the chat room here. Jim Lang was the dating game. Bob Eubanks was Newlywed Game, and Chuck Woolery was the Love Connection. So.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
One of those two. Okay, here we go.
Space, The Final Frontier.
Yes.
So, I'm listening to see which one it is.
Yeah, it's a female. Oh, I can tell you that.
It's a female.
It is.
Was this female a captain?
This female was missing one entire season of this show, and then replaced by a horrible person.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! I know who this is. She was a Muppet. She was actually a Muppeteer. It is Grant McZelad.
I'm gonna have to get a translation on that.
It's Grant McZelad, better known as Gates McFadden.
Is that McFadden? Yes.
Excellent. You know, Gates McFadden. I like to trot this little piece of trivia out all the time. She was, in fact, a Muppeteer. She was. Before she was a doctor in Star Trek.
I didn't know that. Gates McFadden is 65 years old.
65 years young. Excellent.
Yep.
Happy birthday, Grant McZelad.
Happy birthday. Here we go.
As long as you love me.
Oh, I know this one. This is, hold on. This is Julian Butter.
I think I could give that one to you.
Is Julian Butter better known, perhaps, you know, that's his Canadian name. I believe in America he's known as Justin Bieber.
Yes, or in Canada. Or, you know, he might be known as like 7285792, the little placard in his prison photo.
I heard someone say on TV that the moves he made in that little sobriety walk there were better than the moves that Britney made in her live show in Vegas.
You know, E was all about Britney's show because, like, 2 months before that thing, they played that documentary. Right. I knew every dancer because the TV in front of my elliptical at the gym plays E. And every time I went, I saw the Britney Spears documentary. I mean, I know the whole show. Although, while we're in Vegas, I'm going to the Britney show.
You're going to the Britney show in Vegas? Really?
I want to, yeah.
Okay.
I think she's a good dancer, and she has hot male dancers. Besides, you know that she's lip-syncing that shit, even though they said she wasn't, please. Anyway,
okay.
Here we go. So it'll be good. They'll mix it.
Excellent. This is the Ashley Granite theme. And so I'm going to assume that this is it the main character?
It is not.
It is not the main character.
We've done him before.
So it's, let's see, is it his son, Oisin?
It is his son.
Oyson, or Opie, or, what's his name? Ron Howard. It is Ron Howard.
Yeah, it is Ron Howard. Ron Howard is 60 years old.
Or Ryan Herward, as he's more
familiar. Oh, I'm stopping it right as the trumpets come in. I got to the good part. Didn't know there were even any trumpets on there. Okay, your favorite birthday song ever that you love to hear.
Yes.
Not birthday theme song, but the song that I play quite often and you love it.
Yes. Show me that smile. So
show me that smile.
Don't waste another minute on you crying.
So this is the theme to, I'm going to get it wrong. It's either Family Ties or... Woo-hoo. Or the other one.
As long as we got each other.
Is it Family Ties? It's...
it's not Family Ties.
It's the other one. All right, so it's... Is it... This is the one with Kurt Cameron, right?
It is.
Okay,
and
so...
Just, there are a lot of people. This
yes.
is Growing Pains.
Yeah, Growing Pains. I couldn't think of the name.
And to make the... One of my favorite, like, 80s sitcom... Or was it 90s? I don't know. One of my favorite sitcoms of that time.
Yes.
I used to watch it when I was growing up.
Yes.
And I love the theme song. I love
okay.
it. Anyway.
Yes.
The dad. So can you tell me?
The name of the dad.
The name of the
from
dad.
From Growing Pains. Oh, I know his name too. Oh, fuck. I'm drawing a complete blank. I really, really am. I think part of the problem is that I give up bacon for Lent. And so I'm like. You know, I don't have enough fat in my brain, so it is not like, you know, my synapses.
How are you doing that? Isn't that like 50% of your diet?
It is. It's very difficult. But, you know, I love Jesus so much that I have to do that. there you go. Alan Thicke. So, thank you, Q.
Alan Thicke. It is.
Thicke.
Yes.
Yes. I don't know. I know his name. Robin Thicke is his son. And he's like, I know his name. He's Canadian. He's like Robin Sparkles.
Robin Thicke. Is that the guy who sang that song?
Yeah. Blurred Lines. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't even know that. I did not make that connection.
No, yeah, that's his.
Until just now that you made the connection for me. What? How does
You're
it go?
Welcome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it goes exactly
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It goes exactly like that. Right. Move along.
All right. Anyway, Alan Thicke is, we have a lot of birthdays, sorry, but that's the last TV celebrity.
Okay.
Is 67.
Yes.
All right. We have two more birthdays.
Two more.
And here is the first one. If I can play it, I'm trying to play it. Why can't I play it?
If I knew why you couldn't play it, that would be amazing because you're in Arkansas.
Well, earlier on a different computer, there was a little play button here on this. Why does the iTunes website not have a play
button?
Because
iTunes sucks. That's why.
Don't download. Give me 1 second.
Oh, Kathy
one
Bacon
moment.
Says it's Jacqueline Smith.
Oh, here is it. Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
Small town quirks and coolness, yeah. We're sending you a warm greeting.
Okay, so it's either Christina, Nicole, or TJ. So it's a woman.
Actually, no.
No.
This is not a person.
Oh, it's not a person. Oh, it's the show. Oh, so it's Greetings from Nowhere is
yes.
had a birthday.
Greetings from Nowhere turned 200.
200.
Their last episode. Actually, wow. Four. Their 4-year anniversary.
Wow.
Anniversarium.
Wow.
Was on, well, I don't know the exact date, but it was released on February 28th.
Wow. That's amazing. Thank God it wasn't on a leap year because then they would just be one.
Right.
Exactly. Actually.
At least there. So we have one. We have one more.
Okay. Let's see. So this is. This is. Not really sure. This is from PBS, right?
I believe it is. Yeah.
It's like a PBS and a Benny Hill. Is it Benny Hill?
It is not Benny Hill.
It is not Benny Hill.
You may have heard this on another famous podcast being plagiarized possibly from Benny Hill. So it may not be Benny Hill.
You know what? I'm going to go with let's see. I've dropped my whole thing, haven't I? Is it Kirstie Brazant?
Why, yes, it is.
It is.
Exactly.
It's Kirstie Brazant.
or something you gave up for Lent, possibly.
Right, it's Kathy Bacon. Happy birthday, yes. Happy birthday, Kathy Bacon.
And Kathy Bacon is in the chat room. I don't know how old she is, so I'll say turning 25 years old.
25 years young. I think only Squeaky Kitty knows her exact
Kathy Bacon. And I want to, everyone on Facebook, I believe I might have been the first person to wish her a happy birthday on Facebook.
Really? So you think,
I'm not certain.
You think that you might have been, but you're not sure.
Someone gave her a gift card before me, but I was the first one that actually said the words happy birthday. Yeah. Now, I could be completely wrong because I didn't look all the way down her timeline, but in the vicinity that I looked, I think I was the only one.
So those are the birthdays. Excellent. Excellent. Let's get to our voicemails immediately, starting with the birthday girl.
Hey, it's Bacon. Hold the show. Hold the show. Cecil Jean is on his way. Just wanted to give you a call. He's going to be home and going to be able to listen and chit-chat in the chat room. So hold the show. Don't be rushing into naming it. He'll be right there.
Okay.
Okay. Bye. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I'm playing him Words with Friends. He is, like, kicking my butt, like, good player, dude. Floozy. It's like a 70-point word. Floozy. With an F.
Excellent. That was from last week.
So the real Kathy Bacon.
Yes.
In the chat. Could the real Kathy Bacon please stand up?
Yeah, that was from last week because Curtis joined us in the Cecil Jean on Twitter. Curtis from Game
Night. I may have missed a couple of voicemails that came in like as we were like starting the show. So, I mean, I'm not going to just throw them away. The RT Cruiser death phone call was also right before the show last week.
Right.
Anyway.
Okay. Excellent.
I played him. I'm what you gonna do?
No, it was Curtis from Game Night Sky. Curtis from Game Night Sky was here last week. He left work early to come and join us in the chat room. We appreciate that. And let's get to our last voicemail here. Let's say this is, I believe, comes from Scott the Satyr.
Hello, Daniel.
Hello.
Hello, Adam. This is Scott. You know, Satyr69 on the Twitter, host of the Satyr Sphere podcast.
Yes.
You know, I do listen to your show all the way to the end.
Yes.
Even when it's an hour and 20 minutes.
Aww.
Whore, Adam, really calling you a whore? Well, isn't that the pot calling the kettle bloody?
Right.
It's like a nice banana in a sauna.
That was a real banana.
Oh, by the way, theater advice.
Yes.
When you're in, when you meet in New York, see Rocky, the musical. I don't think it'll still be playing by the time you get there.
No,
but Rocky the musical, see it if you can, just because you can say, hey, I saw Rocky the musical.
Right.
Oh, dear Lord. It makes me mourn Broadway. Mm. And that makes me about as gay as I can possibly get.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to go jack off to some Channing Tatum, Zac Efron,
excellent,
and Taylor Lautner porn.
Excellent.
Catch you all later. This is the Satyr. Bye-bye.
Right. So, thank you, Scott, Satyr69, from the Satyr Sphere. You know what? Adele Nazeem does have a show going into previews on Broadway while you're here.
Oh.
It's called... If Then, I believe. If then
That?
Is that what it is? No.
No, I was thinking If This, Then That, you know? The website?
No, it's ifthenthemusical.com is the site for it. So, yes, it's the fabulous Adele Nazeem.
Oh, Mark would love that because he likes her.
But here's the problem. I can't. Yeah, there's no tickets. I mean, there are tickets, but they're 130-something a piece, and they're not great seats. So.
Oh. Well, I was about to go to some website. And I know what I was going to do. So I do want to say that two things I think I've told you, but I was just going to mention them here because I wasn't sure. The two restaurants that I definitely want to go to.
Oh, yes.
If it's hard to get.
Yes.
I want to go to the Bobby Flay, which we've already talked about.
Bar American, yes.
Yeah. And I also want to go to the Mario Batali restaurant.
He has like three. Which one?
Bola or?
Oh, Bola?
Or whatever it is. Ebola. Whatever it's called. I want to go. Yeah, the one over
hold,
in.
Hold on. Okay, Kathy Bacon. What's Mario Batali's restaurant in New York City?
Kathy Bacon's a cat now.
This is going to be weird with, being up here in the loft. Let's see. The restaurants that he has here. I'm going to have to do some research on this. Kathy Bacon didn't know.
Oh.
Babbo?
How
is that
dare
it? Babbo?
You, Kathy Bacon? You don't know?
Is it Babbo? Is that what you're talking about? Babbo?
Babbo, that one. Okay. Babbo, yes.
Oh, you know what? That is on Waverly Place. And you know Waverly Place is down near the Stonewall. Let's see. What is that one? What kind of food do they have there?
I would assume it's Italian. Aren't all his restaurants Italian restaurants?
I mean,
he is Italian. All he does.
Incorporating the best and freshest seasonal produce, Italian cheeses, meat, game, and seafood, accented with fine Italian olive oils, traditional Acento Balsamico, and unusual ingredients that will surprise and delight. Okay, so there we go. So
yeah,
Babbo.
Those two for sure, because I've never been to Celebrity. And this year in Vegas, you and I are going to one of the Gordon Ramsay restaurants.
Okay.
I don't care if you want to, but you
no,
are going
I do.
With me
I love food.
Because
you know I do. Hold on, I got to do this.
3, 2, 1.
Okay. I just wanted to get us out of the context segment.
So anyone who wants to go to Gordon Ramsay, whatever steak or the hamburger one or whatever, we're going to one of those this year
in Vegas.
In Vegas.
But before that, you're going to be here in New York City.
I am.
1 month from today, basically. So April 4th and 5th or somewhere around in there. What is it?
The first weekend. We'll be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Right. So April 4th, 5th, and 6th. So the 4th and 5th in the evening and the 6th just during the day, you're going to be in New York City. And you're going to be... we're going to eat at Bar American on one evening and Babbo on the next evening. We're going to go see Avenue Q. I don't know what else we're going to do, but anyway, if you're going to be in the New York City area and you would like to buy us a drink, it's very important.
If
it's
you would like important. To meet the international celebrity.
No. If you would like to buy us a drink,
sure.
Then you should, you know, contact us and let us know that, hey, I'm going to be in the, or if you live in New York. And you would like to buy us a drink.
If you want to give Daniel an Amazon gift card.
Right. If you live in New York and you don't want to buy us a drink, we don't care. Fuck you. That's not important. And I'm kidding. I'm kidding, of course. No, we're gonna go out to a bar one night, right?
Yeah.
We're leaning towards it. Maybe the Eagle that we're going to go out to. But it could be any bar. Maybe the Duplex. Maybe not Stonewall. Stonewall's a little hole in the wall. Although we should go get your picture made in front of it. But yeah, Duplex is probably where we're going to go. Or the Eagle. Probably go to the Eagle or the Duplex.
Well, I was thinking about it, and Mark won't really... If the Eagle is like a leather bar kind of thing,
yes,
he might
is.
Not be into that.
Right. And nor
so
is
I was
Robert.
Thinking we might want to go somewhere that has good music.
So that would be Duplex. So we'll go to the Duplex or some other place like that. If you're in the New York area and you'd like to suggest a place for us to go, you have a couple of weeks to let us know that. So call us and let
us
know.
So one more thing just in passing that I want to mention.
Yes.
If everyone will just kind of gander at spotting Big Fatty throughout the next couple of weeks.
Yes.
I may have spotted Big Fatty it's not on there right now, but I may have spotted Big Fatty in a fantasy that Ed was having on It's All About Me.
I see.
In the last episode, Mark was saying that Ed's fantasy was being in a certain position and picturing Big Fatty's head.
Right.
Anyway.
Yes.
So I found this photo. It was amazing. But I don't know if it'll be posted or not.
Excellent.
I made sure there's no genitalia showing or anything. It should be fine.
Excellent. All right.
But one thing I do want to go to while I'm in New York.
Yes.
I want to go to a cornhole rodeo.
DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus. That's 229-234-7587. Or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com. Tom in Chicago in the voice room, in the chat room, just suggested that we go and see Once. No, I don't want to go see Once. Once?
I don't know what Once is.
It's like a bunch of Irish people singing songs and whining. It's just you don't want to see that.
Shit.
What?
I'm getting old. I can't remember what I was going to say something. It was on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah.
Damn it. Can't remember.
Anyway, you know what? We may have a guest on the show in the upcoming weeks.
Oh, who?
I'll tell you about it later. Anyway, it'll be fun. It'll be fun. It'll be great. You'll love it. Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.
Hey, guys. This is Tomic, aide the Rumble Redhead. I thought I'd give you a quick call for the death line, and I want to let you know that Jim Lang, the first host of the Dating Game, had died, and I thought I would call and see if I'd be the first. So anyway, hope you guys are doing good. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hi, this is Michael Fine, the Good Humor Penguin, calling the Celebrity Death Phone. I just want to let you know that Jim Lang is the longtime Dating Game host, died at 81 of a heart attack. Again, it was the longtime Dating Game host, Jim Lang, died at 81 from a heart attack. Okay, I will talk to you later. Thanks, bye.
Jim Lang, dead. Game show host. Aw, Kathy Bacon. Hello. Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm going to go cry. Okay, so I'm really not. Oh my gosh, so I totally must have missed out on the part. Okay, forget it. This is Dead or Alive Lang. I got a call back if I want to make a contact call. Okay, I wish everybody would make a contact call. So everybody call your dead or alive and then hang up and do a contact.